Radio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today's show is exclusively the Blueprint Power Hour, one of the most popular shows we have on the network because nobody does it like Rob Regish when it comes to working hard to answer your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, drugs, and more, even some critical thinking. Before we get started, I got to make one mention. If you are interested in trying a ketone, exogenous ketone supplement, we have a unique opportunity at SuperhumanRadio.com. We have a five-pack of Keto OS, which is sweeping the nation, quite frankly, because it's convenient in a packet. It tastes great, unlike a lot of other ketone supplements out there, which taste terrible. Tastes like you're drinking seawater. And it works. It's very, very effective because it's a combination of not only exogenous ketones in the form of butyrate, but also MCTs and some critical amino acids. You can try Keto OS. It's called the 5-day experience. You get a 5-pack for $25 if you go to superhumanradio.com and check it out and see what all of the excitement is about. And I'm telling you something, if you want to try fasting and you're not good at fasting, this could be the answer for you because it could get you through a fast very, very easily, 5, 6, 7 hours without food and not freaked out, not lethargic. So check it out. And without further ado.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good, man. You can count my significant other in on being a fan of that Keto OS.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, there are times when you come off the wagon, right? And you have a carb-based meal or two, and then it becomes a game of trying to get back into ketosis again over the course of 3 days, 5 days, whatever. You know, as you know, with Keto OS, it's just, boom, down the hatch and you're back in ketosis.
So. Well, now, but let me correct something. So I actually talked about this on Friday. You're really not in ketosis if you're using exogenous ketones because technically, and I know that you're a technical guy, so I point this out. Okay. Technically, ketosis is the phenomenon of your body breaking down fats to produce ketones. It's actually what happens when you take exogenous ketones is called ketolysis, which means that ketones are in the bloodstream being used for energy. But you're right. It's a great bridge to getting back into ketosis because in order to get into ketosis, you've got to be fasted, calorically restricted, and on high fat. And what better way than to fast with the ketones in your bloodstream already? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So tell me, so Jen is using these, and is she noticing any fat loss yet?
Yeah. She mentioned the other day she had dropped some pounds. It's uncanny because I can see it too in her.
So let me tell you, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino is coming on the show. I don't know if it's this week or next week, and he has information that shows that ketones may be a signaling molecule that tells the body to burn fat, and so intrinsically, ketones may make you leaner. Obviously, if you're not eating a hypercaloric diet, if you're staying somewhat in your maintenance zone or below, but in and of themselves, they may signal the utilization of fat, number one. But more importantly, you know how I'm using them right now?
Oh.
I actually take them on training days along with Thrive. My thinking is this. If ketones spare glycogen and spare muscle, then what happens if you have an abundance of protein, especially leucine high protein, being absorbed into the body when the body is going, we don't need to break down any muscle tissue. Doesn't that seem to make you think that you would actually be more anabolic if you're not catabolic?
Oh, good point. That's a great theory.
Well, I'm trying it, so let's see what happens. I mean, I can't, I'm no scientist here, right? And quite frankly, it's hard for me to tell what's working and what's not because at any given time I'm using so many different things. But it's interesting. Getting on to another topic that's important.
Yeah.
X2. So you've been forwarding emails to me from people who are using the Synthogen X2, and all I can say is when you first started saying drug-like effects from this product, I really thought that, not that you were pandering, but that you believed it, because I know you do believe it, but you were stretching. But the emails that you've been forwarding me lately, I mean, you forwarded me like six different emails in the past 2 weeks, another person. These are real people telling me, and some of them older guys in their 50s, they have never felt this way before, and it's not placebo, because it's actually week after week they feel this way.
Yeah, now you remember we had Mike on, and he's in the Special Forces. We had him on last week, right? Well, he has a full set now of objective diagnostics, you know, the times on that mountain, you know, run and so forth over 5 days. And over those five grueling days, he really put it to the test. And I have to tell you, the results speak for themselves. They will be up on my website later today. So you can, you know, take a peek at those. And if so inclined, we are in the final week of the Synthogen Super Sale. 15% off plus free shipping on twin packs and cases of four in the continental U.S. You just go to Synthogen.com, and your discount code is SHR15. And again, I'll say it one more time, you will recover as fast as steroids, and you prepare to be blown away.
The number of emails that I have read, and these are real people, real testimonials, is shocking. In fact, I think what's happening here is this. Most of us have become pretty numb to supplement marketing. Anybody who's been around for even 5 years knows 90% of the supplement marketing is hype, 10% of it actually works. So as soon as we see this stuff, we go right past and go, oh, let me give this a try. And so as a result, most people figure things are going to overpromise and underperform, but Synthogen is overperforming and underpromising, and people are shocked.
Yeah. And you know what? It's been doing that since day one, but X2 just takes it to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. Great stuff. You got to check it out. So the website to go to order the X2 special is?
Is Synthogen.com.
Okay.
And in the discount code field, just put SHR15.
And spell it, because Synthogen is one of those tricky names. They could try to spell it with an I or a Y.
Yeah, good point. Synthogen, SynthaGen.
SYN?
N-A.
So there's an A, Synthogen.
Synthogen.
SYNTHAGEN.
Yep.
Okay. And that, we got it right there. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a huge, huge savings, and we only do it once a year. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're on the fence, now is the time.
Yeah, get off the fence. You'll hurt your butt. Okay, so Bill Watts says, I've heard you talk about phosphatidic acid recently, but then read some information on the Subversity website, Adele Moose's amazing website. Can you elaborate on what you think is going on here?
Yeah, well, you know what? Like you, I saw a write-up Adele did on a study that was casting doubt on the merits of phosphatidic acid. And quite honestly, it didn't surprise me. You know, there seems to be, with every compound, some period of quibbling, right, over certain products before a consensus emerges. So it's important to look at this study, though, to see if there's anything that might explain the findings. And indeed, there is. It boils down to dosage. The studies that have been done showing phosphatidic acid to activate MTOR used 750 milligrams. The study Adele posted used something less than that. One group got a placebo. Another got 250 milligrams. and yet another got 375 milligrams. So, you know, why they elected such a light dose, I'm not sure. But it jumped out at me as something that might explain the substandard results. The same thing happened in early studies done on anabolic steroids. The dosages used were way too low, and many a study concluded steroids didn't work. You know, it's pretty clear that 5 milligrams of D-ball isn't going to build as much muscle as 50 milligrams.
Yeah.
So I think we're looking at a similar situation here.
Yeah. There are effective doses in everything.
Yeah. Now, beyond that, PA is a component of lecithin granules, which, in addition to being dirt cheap, contain other vital nutrients that'll improve your health and performance. So I think it's a no-brainer. 2 tablespoons of lecithin granules either upon wakening or before training. The research says MTOR is elevated for 7 hours. So, you know, make sure to get plenty of protein bricks down the hatch during that time.
And, you know, this was not lost on Arnold Schwarzenegger, this information. He's the only person who wrote about lecithin as a performance-enhancing supplement in the Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding, in the section where he talks about supplements that actually enhance performance. He had lecithin in there. And back in the day when I first read it, I thought, what the hell is he talking about? Lecithin, the emulsifier that they keep fats from separating in foods?
Right.
But when you look at the choline, the phosphatidylcholine, the phosphatidylserine, when you look at all of these different magical molecules in lecithin, you go, holy crap, Arnold may have been the first one to actually pick up on this.
Yeah, I can remember clear as day reading that in his encyclopedia.
Right? And didn't you go, what the hell is he talking about? This is lecithin. What is he talking about? But here we are all this time later going, dude was right.
He was.
So, all right, let's, and by the way, we can go long today, Rob, so we'll get everybody's question answered, okay?
Yep.
Jerry Byers says, I've heard and read about myostatin inhibitors. What's your take on them as steroid alternatives? I've got a strong opinion on this one, too, so let's go.
Yeah, I can sum up my answer in 2 words. Not much. I don't think much of them. You know, let's get into why. First off, the animals I've seen with the myostatin gene knocked out, look anything but good, in my opinion. I can only imagine what a human would look like under similar circumstances. I've seen the baby or the young boy, I think, over in Germany. But, you know, suffice it to say, I don't think it's a great look. Furthermore, I recall reading that strength wasn't proportional. And there were issues, of course, with their internal organs. Exactly what, I can't recall. But you can only imagine the stress on your heart walking around with, let's call it, 400 pounds of muscle. Which brings me to farmers' walks. I mentioned the other day, right, I did those with 105s. And given I weigh around 240, it gave me a deep appreciation for what it must be like to weigh 450 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't entirely off topic, because if you think about it, if myostatin inhibitors work, you may very well be in the same conundrum, meaning I might be able to, you know, block myostatin and weigh 400 pounds of largely muscle, but it would be hanging from an ectomorphic, you know, skeleton that it was never meant to carry anything close to that. So all of that, in my mind, leads to problems. I would say much bigger problems than any steroid, peptide, or growth hormone caused. The reality is that any real myostatin inhibitor is going to come from big pharma. And they'll be using it in populations with muscle wasting, you know, severe catabolism, etc. I just don't see much progress at this point on it, at least from the supplement industry. So best to leave this one alone.
Okay, so here's my opinion on it. And I've done numerous shows on myostatin inhibition. And back in 2008, many of you may remember that we actually had a sponsor called Celldyne Biopharma that was owned by Rick Green. So first of all, Rick Green had Flex Wheeler genetically tested, and Flex Wheeler is an example of a myostatin null human being. And why he put on muscle so easily and is still able to maintain muscle so easily without really training as hard as most people have to. So number one, there's an example of a human being who's a myostatin knockout. Number two, you're absolutely right. Not only is there not a linear increase in strength with muscle size, but there is a weakening of soft tissue in the presence of suppressed myostatin. Not a good thing. Performance is actually downregulated in these people. They could be prone to hurting themselves much easier. Number three, we did a show with a scientist from the City University of New York. No, State University of New York up in Rochester. Probably 5 years ago, who showed that in an existing adult rodent, okay? Now, that's what we're talking about. When we talk about you and me and myostatin, we are not myostatin knockout humans. So we have to, we grew up normal, and we want to see the effects of myostatin on muscle growth. In an adult being, at least in rats, that were not born with a myostatin gene difference, you need myostatin suppression to be 92% or more continuously to see the upregulation in muscle size. And as soon as you stop taking whatever is inhibiting the myostatin, within weeks you go back to the size you were when you got started. So none of these myostatin inhibition products are ever going to work unless you can suppress myostatin 92% or more continuously. Okay, now,
why is it that you would go back to the size you were before?
Because myostatin is a, your myostatin levels are a genetic gift.
Oh, I see. They're set.
Muscle is metabolically very expensive. Imagine being a caveman and being 260 pounds of muscle. You're going to die first when there's not enough food. And plus, you can't find enough food day in and day out to maintain that size. So myostatin is a very, very costly genetic defect from an evolutionary standpoint. And once myostatin suppression goes away, the body goes back to where it was. So the myostatin suppression has to stay there continuously in a being that is already an adult that was not born with a myostatin suppressing deficiency. But the other thing to consider when thinking about all this is this. Follistatin. So when Seijin Lee, who I tried to have on the show numerous times, but he would not come on the show because he felt that his work in muscle wasting was noble and the idea of bodybuilders wanting to put on more muscle was frivolous. And I had three conversations with him back then when my interest in myostatin spurred, and he was very, very gracious with his time, but he said he would never come on the show because he thought it was frivolous to want to build more muscle to look better when he's trying to save lives. And I can respect that. But when we looked at the myostatin knockout mice or the follistatin overproducing mice, this is where the magic is. Okay? So instead of trying to knock out myostatin, increasing follistatin does two things. It increases growth factors and it suppresses myostatin at the same time. The rodents that were follistatin overproducing were twice as muscular as the rodents that didn't that were myostatin null. So where do you get follistatin from? Fertilized chicken eggs. If you go to Trader Joe's, they in some parts of the country, you will find for $2.89 a dozen fertilized chicken eggs. These are eggs that are laid in the presence of a rooster. They have the potential to become chicks if left too long. Okay, but since they refrigerate them right away, that pretty much stops the process. Fertilized chicken eggs have follistatin in them. Get more follistatin in your diet.
Yeah, that's right. There was somebody did do a product.
Yeah, Rick Green, and then it was stolen from him by Colin Coker. But Rick Green had a product that was basically purified follistatin from chicken eggs that was not pasteurized and run through a molecular sieve. So it was 100% protein powder made of follistatin. I used it. It really worked for a while, but you just can't keep it up. You can't keep it up. You can't keep myostatin suppressed to that degree long-term realistically. You just can't.
How many pounds you put on?
I don't remember. I was using growth hormone and everything else at the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was no doubt that it was doing something. There's no doubt because I got really lean. In fact, those pictures that I circulate from time to time when I was 50 years old that I took on my 50th birthday, I was using Rick Green's product at that time. He used to send it to me in bags by the kilo. It tasted terrible. It was fatty and sticky and yucky. But I do believe there was merit to it. And that was I was follistatin. So if you really want to try influence myostatin, look for follistatin. That's all I say.
Good advice.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more. The Blueprint Power Hour.
Products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen,
just want to make sure everybody got that website, Synthagen.com, SYNTHAGEN.com, and the coupon code is SHR15. And while we're giving away coupon codes, we have a 24-hour flash sale that'll go through midnight tonight. If you're listening to the show live or listening to it quickly after it's been posted on Thrive Advanced, you can save 60% off a can of Thrive, a jug of Thrive. If you're sitting on the fence and haven't tried it, this is a chance. Use the coupon code FLASH, F-L-A-S-H, 60, and get it for the ridiculously low price of like $23 a pound. So check that out at SuperHumanRadio.com. Yeah, I know. You know, trying to make things happen, baby. It's all about making things happen. So Ted Long says, I've seen the synthol oils online and have to admit it's tempting. Seriously, I never thought they were tempting. I have no plans to become a synthol freak, but wondering about intelligent use, like on my calves, for instance. Perhaps a full 2 inches smaller than my arms and neck, and I don't see any other way. I'm going to put inches on there. Believe me, I've tried. I've always been self-conscious about my calves, and I'm ready to do something. Any tips on staying safe? Don't use it.
I had to pause before responding to this guy because I absolutely disdain synthol and the people that use it. You know, sure, it's instant size, and we live in an instant gratification society, but even amongst bodybuilders who will use every drug they can get their hands on, it's considered cheating. Beyond that, you know, let's look at what comes along with synthol use. You're first going to try and convince yourself you won't overdo it. Just a little bit, you know, barely noticeable. The problem with this is that most people contemplating using synthol have years, in some cases decades, of body dysmorphia. Their perception of themselves and others is so warped, it carries over into their injections. There's also something known as the synthol creep, meaning, you know, you may start with just your calves, but before long, your arms, pecs, and shoulders look like they could use a little boost, too. And before you know it, you're shooting them up. Let's say you're still willing to go through with it, though. The actual compound, in most cases, that you're injecting into your body is a fat, in most cases, MCT oil, medium-chain triglycerides. Now, if you're lucky, it goes into the muscle and fills the spaces between the fibers, physically enlarging them. If you're not lucky, it goes into a vein, and you could die. Even if you've succeeded in enlarging the muscle, that oil can travel to places like your lungs and form clots, or your brain, or your heart. And, oh, by the way, symmetry isn't exactly a hallmark of most synthol users. You have little to no control, right, as to how the shape of your muscles may be altered, except you're virtually guaranteed the right side won't match the left. I have yet to see a single symmetrical synthol user. I'm going to close with the sad story of Dan Duchesne, who once took one of his girlfriends to Mexico to get calf implants. She returned a double amputee, courtesy of an infection and complications that occurred. Dan was never the same after that, and I don't think you will be either if you go the synthol route.
You know what? If you're using testosterone, then inject in your calves.
Right.
But don't use synthol. I mean, synthol is garbage, and the amount that you'll start using in synthol will leach into the rest of your body. I think I've talked about Greg Valentino, who writes for Muscular Development, came on Off Topic and talked about the fact that he spontaneously craps himself because of all the oil seepage that gets into his gut from the decades of injecting, you know, massive quantities of synthol into his muscles. And quite frankly, your muscles don't function. You can't flex them anymore. You have very little strength. And they don't look real. Anybody who looks at you is not going to go, that dude looks great. They're going to go, that dude injects synthol. If you want to be part of the synthol army, by all means, go for it. But if you are trying to fool people, the only person you're going to fool is yourself, because no one's going to look at you and think that your muscles look good.
Yeah, I can't think of a single one that does.
Yeah.
But at the same token, I can't think of a single person in either of the gyms I belong to that I think uses Synthol.
I'd like to offer this guy to contact you and I, and let's have a phone call with him, because I think we have some strategies that'll make his calves grow. I seriously mean that. So
okay.
If you're listening to the show live, reach out to Rob. Let's put together a conference call. We just need to be on the phone for about a half an hour, ask you some questions about what you've done in the past, and I think that Rob and I have some – I know that you and I have some common thoughts when it comes to calf development that work. So let's help this guy out so he doesn't have to go the Synthol route. How's that sound?
Cool.
Bob Bergdahl, not Bo Bergdahl. Sorry about that. I read your fast muscle book. That was a great read. How do you come up with this stuff, and how long did it take for you to learn so much about supplements, training, and et cetera?
You know, the truth of the matter is that I come up with very little. Instead, what I do is I cherry-pick training systems, diets, and supplement ingredients that basically have a high success rate in the general population. You know, in other words, I steal other people's stuff. Now, if I do something unique, it's this. I have a knack for arranging things in an orderly fashion whereby the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. Like last week, you know, we heard from that Synthogen Special Forces user. He's using X2. Synthogen has been wildly successful since day one, yet there is not a single ingredient in it that wasn't there before I brought the product to market. Not one. As far as how long it's taken me to learn this stuff, I'm 30-plus years, and you know what? It's an ongoing process. I certainly don't know it all. I learn almost every week, which is why I love it. And a lot of it, frankly, due to this show. Now, along the way, I made a lot of mistakes. I went down a lot of dead-end roads. I spent a lot of money, wasted a lot of money, and had my fair share of injuries. But I did one thing that I think was key to succeeding. I never stopped. I never quit. I hunted down some of the strongest men in the world. I read voraciously. I experimented on myself and thankfully documented all of it. You know, all that knowledge went into the blueprint, and today it's benefiting others. I suggest, you know, you do the same. Everyone should have a little black book, I think, of training methods that work for you, because that tip alone, that's going to do you more good than any supplement you'll ever use, including mine. Finally, it helps to have OCD. I'm only half joking here. You know, I go to bed dreaming about it every night. I wake up thinking about it. And every spare moment that I had, I was, you know, I've spent searching for answers anywhere. I thought I'd find them. You know, back in the day, it was the newsstand. You could find me there, the medical library, or chasing people down. And then later, of course, the Internet. I never tire of it either. That's the thing, you know, which is a hell of an advantage. So that might not be the most balanced life, but it's mine, and it makes me happy. I would say just make sure if you get into this field, it brings you that same happiness.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Ricky Morton. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go check it out. We'll be right back.
If you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym, you will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Compound, the most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Ricky Morton says, I'm just starting and I'm 15 years old. I love this. Is that too soon to start lifting weights? Absolutely not. I'm 5'9", but only 135 pounds. My goal is to be 195 pounds and ripped. I have creatine, glutamine, and, of course, protein shakes.
Yeah, you know, lifting weights at 15 isn't a problem. How you lift those weights, how much and how often you're lifting them, maybe. Your goal is to gain 60 pounds of muscle and be lean when you get there. Let's put your supplements aside for a minute and just discuss your plan. The good news is you have a goal. Most people don't. The bad news is you don't have a game plan to get there. Most people don't have that either. Adding 60 pounds of muscle is a tall order, but, you know, it's certainly doable. Adding 60 pounds and being cut when you get there is doubtful, real doubtful. Assuming you know how to squat and perform other basic exercises, I want you to order the book Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson and a thermos. The routine therein has been changing lives since the 1930s, and I know because I was one of them. You know, you're going to learn how brutally hard work coupled with copious amounts of milk, food, and rest built heaps of muscle and incredible strength. Now, I need to speak to this business of being cut. You're not going to be cut when you're bulking up like this. You know, now that isn't a license to get sloppy, but forget seeing your abs for a while. They're still going to be there after you diet down, I promise. But speaking of which, you'll likely have to shoot for weighing anywhere between 220 and 230 in order to achieve a cut 195. You know, if you're genetically typical and not using drugs, that's just how it is. Now, think about it. Do bodybuilders eat up for their contests? No. They diet down. You know, you have to have something to diet down to. therefore, the 220 or 230 figure. If there's just one thing I could offer to you, it's this. Make the most of these teenage years because you will never again have the hormonal symphony that is youth. You know, 20-rep breathing squats and pullovers and other like routines create a greenhouse effect. Please milk them for all they're worth.
You know, I think that you also have to employ some patience. So he's 15. I would say you could do a lean gain if you're realistic about how long it's going to take eating the right foods and not in excess to where you're going to be putting on body fat. What do you think about that?
I could never do that.
Yeah.
I always, especially in my youth, I had to overfeed to get to where I wanted to go. Now, you know, looking back, I could do things. There were things I could have done better, but bulking up without putting at least some fat on.
Hard to do, yeah. Hard. No, you're right. Mike Grady says, hey, Rob, long time, no talk. I'm going to level with you. I'm almost 300 pounds now. I fell off the wagon hard and haven't trained in almost a year. Very sad. My diet is getting better, but I can't stay away from soda. Seriously? Love Diet Coke. Well, okay, I mean, at least it's not the sugar-laden one. And there are always donuts around the station. He sounds like he must be a fireman. We have a gym here at work, and I have some dumbbells at home. Work just got a prowler in so I can use that too. I hate counting calories, though. Where do I go from here?
You know, Mike is a friend of mine, and he's, as you may have guessed, he's a cop.
Oh, cop. Okay, I thought it may be fireman. Okay.
And being a cop is no picnic, and that was before the recent backlash against law enforcement in this country.
Yeah.
But Mike's taken the first step. He wants to do something about his ballooning weight. He has the tools. He just needs the plan. So without further ado, here's the plan, Mike. Training. 2 days a week. I'd like you to practice some form of lactic acid tolerance training. And what that is big basic movements, higher rep ranges, and no rest between exercises. There should be between 6 and 8 of them. Exercise the whole body, run through that loop, and rest just 1 minute between rounds. You're going to want to start with 2 rounds and build up to 5 as your conditioning improves. You'll be surprised on how quickly it does. I've timed this before, and believe it or not, it comes out to just 5 to 13 minutes of total exercise. But what a return on investment. It fries the fat off fast. You know, the other thing we're going to do is once a week, train heavy. You know, low reps with long rest periods between sets. And what that does is it avoids the classic mistake of your central nervous system losing touch with the heavy weights. You know, you'll keep a lot more muscle on by virtue of just that one workout. It's amazing the difference it makes. As for diet, you know, first things first, ditch carbonated beverages. You know, I personally feel they put an immediate halt to protein absorption, and, you know, you're pouring a waste product, CO2, into your body. You may as well be drinking urine. Second, do all of your shopping on the perimeter, outside perimeter of the supermarket, because there you're going to find your meats, vegetables, fruit, and dairy. Absolutely no packaged foods, which, of course, are on the inside aisle. Third, on the training days, I want you to eat only until you're full. You know, most of your calories for the day should ideally come within 2 hours of that training session. And on off days, you're going to leave the table just a little hungry after each meal. And that strategy, by the way, tends to work really well in people that I counsel that they don't want to track calories. And it's a way of zigzagging calories without counting them. Now, as for the supplements, you know, if so inclined, I would look into a good fat burner throughout the day. I would opt for Monday through Friday, though, with weekends off. So, see, the thing is this. Mike can live with this plan because I didn't take carbs or fat or anything else away from him. You know, nor did I set any drastic caloric limits. His lactic acid tolerance training is going to be the engine that burns fat, and believe me, plenty of it. You're also going to notice I didn't get into cardio. The truth is that some people, at least, that I have doing this, lactic acid tolerance training, they don't need it. You know, that training is so fast-paced, you're going to be shocked what you're pulses at just one time through. So give that plan a shot for 6 weeks, Mike, and report back. It's going to be enough to get the ball rolling, and I'm betting we'll see a slimmer, happier Mike Grady.
So curious about your thoughts on having his diet go keto for a while, and here's why I say that. He doesn't want to count calories, and when you do a keto diet, I mean, like at least a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 fat to protein, you are not hungry because of the amount of fat that you're eating. And people who go keto claim that they eat maybe 2 meals a day and they don't want any more than that. Now, I understand he's a fireman, and so going keto would, I mean, I'm a police officer, I'm sorry, going keto would potentially cause him some brain fog and some lethargy. An exogenous ketone supplement could help with that, or even just MCT oil in general. But what about a keto diet so he doesn't have to even think about his food? He's eating a high fat, moderate protein, low carb diet.
It's a great idea, but I tried it with him before. He just can't stick to it.
Okay.
He just doesn't have the willpower.
Yeah. Well, but, and for most people, the willpower is getting over feeling like crap for a week or two, you know, so.
Yeah. And you're, you know, being hungry and miserable is not a good way to go through life, you know, which is part of the reason that on training days, even for my guys that are dieting, I recommend that they get enough food, even maintenance calories on those days, to give your body what it needs. Because clearly, your energy demands are higher when you're rifling through, you know, training like that.
Yeah.
Off days, different story. Push away from the table and leave it a little hungry. Caloric zigzag is a wonderful thing because, you know, you can start somebody off that's eating 3,000 calories, put them on a 2,000 calorie a day diet. They'll lose weight for about 3 weeks.
Right.
And then they'll plateau, and that's all because the metabolic rate down regulates, right, to the energy intake.
Yep. No, well, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. We'll be right back.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So, Rob, what's the blueprint tip of the day?
The tip of the day is you can always make more money, but you can never buy more time. There was a time in my life where, for me anyway, I made big money, more than I ever dreamed. But that was also the most miserable year of my life, and I had no time to enjoy it. And with big money comes big expectations, and your employer, or at least mine, had them. So I was on call 24/7, coast to coast, on planes, trains, and automobiles, and not a week went by when I wondered what would happen if I didn't perform well. And every interaction with clients and coworkers was scrutinized. And one day, it all became too much, and some really bad things went down, things that ended my career, but thankfully not my life. Here is what I learned and how you can survive, I think, a similar fate. The first and perhaps biggest mistake I made was letting my job define who I was. It gets worse, a lot worse, right, when you work for someone else, because then you're not in control. You know, if current management likes you, lauds you, and lavishes big money on you, fine. But what happens when new management doesn't? Or even worse, you lose your job. These people become lost in a very, very deep way. I know, because I was one of them. And when that happens, it's not just money that starts disappearing. Your self-worth does, too. You're going to notice a few other things. Everyone that promised to be there for you, or at least for me, wasn't, right? Spouse, parents, former coworkers. You know, watch how fast everybody disappears once they realize you need help. Now, if you thought losing your self-identity hurt, wait until that happens. So it's at about this point that you lose faith in everything.
Right.
And everyone. And the world is a pretty lousy place. Yet, in all of this chaos, I found one silver lining that I held onto. A 45-pound plate was still a 45-pound plate. People change. Companies change. And even you're going to change. But there is something very reassuring about that 45-pound plate. I went back to the gym and nothing changed, meaning hard work still meant something. And if you delivered the goods, the rewards were still the same. Nobody can play politics with your progress in the gym. You can't say that about many things in life. In fact, you know, most things. Realizing that simple truth was all I had to hang on to. It literally got me through the worst times of my life. They say you never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And that was very true in the example that I just cited. So for you listening, you know, that moment may have already happened, but more likely it might loom somewhere in your future. What I'm telling you is this. Forget about letting your job, your peers, or any outside authority define who you are. Your accomplishments in the weight room, you know, your knowledge of the game, your ability to pass that down, that, you know, to my mind, that's a much better measure of what defines you. Because there is no obstacle too great that'll prevent you from accomplishing what you want to in the gym. Even Father Time will smile on you, and you'll look a hell of a lot better as you age. It is never too late to become who you were meant to be. And I'm convinced that there are a lot of guys out there in jobs that, frankly, they're not too enthralled with. And their life would be, I'm convinced, so much better if, in some form or fashion, they got into this business. You know, personal training, even if it's part-time work versus full-time, think about it. You're helping someone else achieve their goals.
You know, and we all find ourselves sometimes in this position from time to time throughout your life. It's not like as though it's something that just you deal with and then you move past it. And it really is. You have to be prepared to handle these kind of situations. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And the whole working for somebody else and getting the rug ripped out from underneath you, you know, that's a terrible thing. It's a real terrible thing. Not everybody's cut out to be an entrepreneur, but you can can arm yourself and build yourself up, obviously, to guard against the world in the weight room. And I just always thought that was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, and because when you're going through a situation filled with turmoil and chaos, going through a divorce, you know, you're moving out of your home, you are being challenged by the judicial system, you're being, you know, you're just being pulled in every different direction. The consistency and the predictability of training can actually kind of be the anchor point for your life, and it can keep you sane and make you feel that you're in control of some portion of your life, even though the other portions of your life you're really not in control of because you're being pulled by this and that.
You'll always have something to be proud of. Look at your 495 glute ham bridge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That is damn impressive, Carl.
And I'm doing 405 for 8 reps right now. I haven't really started pushing myself because my training is going really, really well. I'm only training 3 days a week right now. I'm giving myself more time off for a change. I'm doing my opening movement on chest, on leg, and on back day is a multi-joint movement with a weight that I normally can only do for maybe 4 or 5 reps, but I'm doing 10 singles, separated by 1 minute of rest. And over the next couple weeks, I'll squeeze that down to 45 seconds of rest. And then a couple weeks out of that, I'll squeeze that down to 30 seconds of rest. Until the end of that exercise is that I'm doing 10 reps with the weight that I normally only could ever do 4 or 5 with. So on leg day, one leg day I open with squats. Another leg day I open with hip thrusts. And then even another leg day I open with leg presses. And that's exactly the regimen that I'm doing. I am also doing trap bar deadlifts, but I never open with trap bar deadlifts because I'm still being cautious with my spine.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, my training feels great. I'm keeping it down to 3 days a week. I'm not doing a lot of cardio on my off days. I'm actually just, you know, I got so much stress in my life with business and everything else that I just don't want to push myself to that point where I'm always exhausted any longer.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know it does your psyche a world of good. You can take that 495 for whatever it was, I think, for 5.
Yeah, I did it for 5.
You can take that to any gym in the world, Carl, and be proud of that.
And it is a good feeling. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it's also a good feeling when everything else in your life is going right. So the goal has to be to use the gym as the anchor, but then to solve your problems. And most of us keep repeating the same problems over and over again. And I look at my life and I see, I'm like, how do I end up back in that situation again?
You just crystallized it for me. You know, use the gym as your anchor.
Yeah. Yeah. And then fix the rest of your problems. So let's plug a couple things. The website is Synthogen, SYNTHAGEN.com. Use the coupon code SHR15 to save 15% off what may very well be the best bodybuilding supplement in the world. Because, A, it's not a hormonal supplement that's going to challenge your other hormones in your body. And it actually has drug-like effects when it comes to recovering.
If people are out there that have used the original, they know how good that is. X2 blows that away.
Yeah, times two.
It's so strong you don't need as much of it.
And then, of course, check out Thrive Advanced Protein Powder if you have not. All of the Thrive product has been built around the blueprint of mother's milk. So it has all the various fractions of dairy protein, including colostrum. It has probiotics. It has protease enzymes. It has free-form amino acids in it. It's really the most advanced protein powder in the world. I put it up against anybody's. And you can get 60% off for the next 24 hours by using the code FLASH60 at Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com. That's all we got for today.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, another big fan of Thrive right here. I use it every training day.
Have Jen give you a packet of the Keto OS and try that one morning before you train and tell me if you notice what I notice.
All right. Deal.
I mean, you just burn right through your workouts, and it just feels effortless. And there's no caffeine in it whatsoever. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for being our audience today. See you tomorrow.